From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
For 30 years, he has led the push for African Americans to become entrepreneurs at home and around the world. The man with the businessman's eye, Dr. Byron Harvey. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and our conversation today on The Journey is with the Dean of the School of Business at Howard University, Dr. Byron Harvey. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Harvey, your background in accounting and in organizational behavior and management theory has taken you around the world. You received both your MBA in accounting and your PhD in organizational behavior and management theory from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Tell me about that experience back then.
For me, as a young man seeking an education from a small town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, to be specific, where education was really a key element that was stressed in our community, we often sought any area that might allow us to continue the education. I had an opportunity to go out into the Midwest and to the University of Nebraska specifically to pursue my education. And although I was one of a few people of color at the institution, I believe the institution provided me a very good education and prepared me for the career that I now pursue.
You say a few, but I believe you were the first African-American to receive a doctorate in business from University of Nebraska. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And I was the only African-American in my MBA class as well. So those are unique and special opportunities and achievements. But I think the institution itself was seeking to change, and it was seeking to embrace diversity even back in the 70s. And for me, I was very fortunate to be there where they would provide me what I think was a great education and provide me with unique opportunities.
You were twice named Educator of the Year by National Association of Black Accountants, otherwise known as NABA. Tell me about your philosophy around education, the faculty-student relationship.
I think it's very important that educators today be strongly committed to not only providing great education, but also being able to guide and provide advice and counsel to students, particularly students of color and minorities. Many times we find that students have great potential and great abilities, but they're not as much aware of the career opportunities that might be available to them, not available to them, and also not really aware of what it takes to achieve success in those various disciplines. Today's educator, I think, is more committed to providing not only technical an academic foundation for the students, but also guiding the students personally and professionally as well. And that's extremely important in today's very challenging environment for our young student scholars.
Now, taking your Midwest experience at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, and then now in your role as Dean of the School of Business here at Howard University, historically Black college and university, what do you think have been the biggest changes in the manner in which you received your education to the manner in which you're trying to provide an education today?
That's an excellent question. The education that I received was one in which I had to constantly seek to find individuals and others who might be able to support me and support my efforts. Where here at Howard, the environment itself, and I'm part of that environment, is really designed to focus on students' success day one. Students have an environment here that if we could take this environment and put it at majority institutions and have it impact minorities and women, it would be phenomenal. It is a very, very unique and special kind of place to learn, and I am very, very proud to be a part of that.
You know, in the past, the School of Business has continued to maintain a strong ranking as one of the top three national institutions for hiring minority graduates. What is the relationship with the corporate world that you have tried to build and foster to give a Howard University School of Business graduate and student the exposure that would maintain this type of a ranking?
One of the great things about being here at Howard is that Howard has a legacy of excellence. There's no question about it. The business school here is using that legacy to expand opportunities for our students in the corporate world. What we have done is that we have sought to show them not only the caliber of student that we have, but the educational process that we have. We've invited the corporate representatives and the CEOs and others to come to Howard and to the business school and to see what we do and why it's important for them to look at the talent that we have. We have at the business school a CEO lecture series, and to date we've probably had more than 60 or 70 Fortune 500 CEOs who've come to this campus. This year alone, we will have at least four that will come to the campus seeking to understand more fully about why Howard is excellent and then making their mark and pitch to our students about why it's important for them to seek a career at their particular company.
I appreciate that. You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dean Byron Harvey, Dean of the Howard University School of Business. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. To switch gears a little bit, Dean Harvey, looking at your career, you have stressed minority participation in entrepreneurship. We tend to come from a more risk-averse culture. What do you think have been the greatest challenges in getting more minorities to look at entrepreneurship and to really dive in and create business and embrace the innovation that's out there?
That's very complex question. I think you hit on it initially, and that is that we are fairly risk averse, and that's owing to the economic circumstance that we either have grown up in or we have found ourselves in. We have individuals who really could do well in entrepreneurship, but also are doing extremely well in corporate America, and it's really a big risk for them to step away from a six-figure income position at a major corporation and then engage in a startup, recognizing that it may take them anywhere from 2 to 5 years to really realize their dream of a ongoing, profitable organization. But one of the things that also is challenging our community and minority entrepreneurs particularly is the need for investment capital. We have a lot of young men and women who have great ideas, and those ideas are seeking funding. And without funding, they can't move forward. Some have been able to garner resources from their personal contacts and family, only to recognize that they need another tranche of investment in order to go to the next level. And many times it's not available. So we really, as a community, have to work tirelessly to try to identify sources of investment capital for these young and developing entrepreneurs. In order to grow their enterprise, they're going to have the fuel, and the fuel is investment capital.
Now, just a couple of years ago, you started an executive MBA program, which seems to be very popular. You're garnering a lot of national interest. Why exactly an executive MBA program at Howard, and what is so unique about the program that you have?
We have been very fortunate to have a nationally ranked MBA program for a number of years. But one of the things that we've been hearing when we go out to the marketplace, particularly with our alums, and that is that they are in their careers doing well, and they couldn't step away from those careers and come back to Howard for 2 years and then go back into the corporate world or go back into their entrepreneurial endeavor. And so a executive MBA was a product that we thought would allow them to continue their education, develop the additional management skills and entrepreneurship skills that they thought they needed, and at the same time, allow them to remain at their current position. Our particular MBA program, executive MBA program, is unique in that it is completely online, and therefore you can be anywhere in the country and be able to enroll and participate and graduate in our program in 18 months and still maintain your full-time position.
Given everything that we've seen in the corporate sector over the past 5 to 10 years and some of the, I would say, misbehavior of CEOs, et cetera, what are you infusing in the young minds who are coming to the School of Business to keep them out of that type of trouble? How are you integrating integrity and the ethos around your ethical principles to ensure that your graduates will have the corporate responsibility that you want to espouse?
One of the major components and competencies that we stress at Howard University School of Business has to do with ethics. And we have ethics that permeate across our curriculum. And we assess that attribute consistently during the four-year period that our undergraduates are engaged and during the two-year period that our MBAs are engaged in our program. We feel very strongly that ethics is a very, very key component to effective and successful business practice. And that is something that the faculty, along with our staff, stress consistently.
With all the choices that students have today, when you look at the number of business schools in this country and abroad, because students are also seeking international opportunities, what remains unique about coming to Howard University School of Business and being able to interact in the global economy today? How are you addressing that gap and closing it?
We have a number of factors that I think is unique as a business school. Number one, of course, is that we are at Howard University. This is indeed one of the most incredible learning environments in the world. Secondarily, we're in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., in and of itself, is a learning laboratory. Everyone who's anyone comes to this city from around the world, and fortunate for us, they also come to Howard University. So our students not only are learning in the classroom, but they get exposure to world and international leaders consistently. In addition to that, as I stated earlier, CEOs are seeking to come to our business school constantly. We cannot, quite frankly, host all that want to come each year. So we have to keep postponing them and moving them around. And that's a great thing to have. The other uniqueness that I think is that we try to provide an education for our students that is all-encompassing. When a student is accepted at Howard University School of Business, he or she is also assigned to a team before they even come to campus. We also assign them a upper-class student who will be working with them as a team leader, and therefore there will be 14 to 16 students who are already composed as a team before they get to the campus. They've already communicating with each other about what they want to do and how they're going to achieve. When they come to the campus, they end up taking classes together, and here's the unique thing about the program, they get adopted by a Fortune 500 company that mentors them through their 4 years, but very specifically that freshman and sophomore year, which is really critical for their success, they are constantly working with our students. And it is really a unique experience that we think is exceptional and won't be found any other place.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Dr. Byron Havi, often described as a man with a businessman's eye. And we thank you for giving us a little peek into the future vision that you have for the School of Business here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR World on HD2. Student-run WHBC HD3. GlassHouseRadio.com. HUR Voices Sirius XM 141. HBCU Sirius XM 142. And 96.3 WHUR Washington.